So as part of the King's Arms, there's the social action work that we do as part of the King's Arms project, and you run that. And there's been a prophetic word that was given to you a little while back. Do you want to tell us what that was?
Yes. There was a verse given to us from Isaiah 62, which says, you shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of God. Gosh, I've gone up in sound. And just when that was given to us, we were going through a review and kind of our profile was getting raised a bit in town and so on. And God just spoke to us about him taking us and through the process kind of shining us up to reflect his glory in the town and in the world.
Real. So since that prophetic word has been given, what kind of things have been happening?
So it's just been really exciting, just kind of making relationships with other agencies, gaining favour with the council and different places. Just a number of things happening recently. So we're just seeing people see lives really change. A couple of guys, young guys in their 20s, are just moving on from the hostel into their own places. One of them's working with Onward, our floating support, and just seeing real life change. A number of exciting things. So more people coming to church and getting involved. And we just won a Pride in Bedford Award for... for living in faith, which is really exciting because it's newspaper, it's kind of just the secular world, but it's about us living in faith. So it's really just bringing glory to what God's doing.
That's really great. And then you also run something called Friday Night Meeting on a Friday night, funny enough. And this last couple of Fridays, some exciting stuff's been happening. Tell us what happened on them.
Yeah, things are hotting up all over the project, which is great. And Friday night meeting's no exception. So a couple of weeks ago, we prayed for a number of people for healing. And Mike ran into one of the guys that he'd prayed for who had an abscess in his mouth. And the pain had gone at the time. And he ran into him a week later and the pain hadn't come back. It was still completely healed. And so we got excited and prayed again this week for different people. 15 people stayed in for the talk, which is more than average. It's growing. We prayed for a number of people. And we saw one guy, all the pain, he had pins in his leg and he has loads of pain in his legs. And so we prayed and all the pain went from his legs, except for a little ache down the side. But all the pain went, he couldn't really stand easily before and he was able to stand up and sit down and stand up and sit down, which he did a lot to show us, which was really good. And just to say, one of the women praying with me had never prayed for someone who was sick before. So it's
great. I think that's worth a clap, don't you?